My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
All this week on the show, we're looking at the impact of the housing crisis. Over the next few days, we'll be looking at the second-hand property market and at bidding wars, the unaffordable rental market, and how many new homes actually need to be built over the next few years. But today, we're looking at the impact of the housing crisis on the younger generation. And our chief reporter, Barry White, joins me now. Good morning, Barry.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Now, do people in their early 20s to mid-30s, in that age bracket, do they see any future here for them? Do they see a house on the horizon?
No, they certainly don't see a house on the horizon, Pat. And I think more and more young people do not see a future here because of the housing crisis. And a growing number of young Irish adults are making the decision to leave Ireland. It feels reminiscent of the crash of 2007 when record numbers of young people left for the likes of Canada, the United States of America and Australia over a two-year period. However, back then people were leaving because of a lack of jobs, but now they are leaving because of a lack of housing, amongst other things. And Pat, I've been speaking to these people in Dublin City Centre.
Not enough houses being built, too expensive, the government aren't doing enough, not enough people to actually build the houses, too many people looking for houses, cost rising.
What's your own situation, if you don't mind me asking?
Living at home.
At what age are you?
24.
Where do you see your future? Do you see yourself, I suppose, having no choice but to live at home long term?
Either that or probably move away, yeah. So that's probably what it's going to be.
Where would you move to? Do you think that's one of the only options people in their early to mid-20s have, like yourself?
Yeah, probably is the only option. It's either you have money from your parents or something, or either you move away.
I'm in a lucky position. My parents have a place up here that I've lived in for 6 years, so I'm very lucky they're not going to evict me and I don't pay extortionate rent. Look, I'm one of the only ones left here. There's about two of us left in Dublin and the rest are gone. Like, if you're going to Australia, like, there's no one here.
Are the vast majority choosing to leave then?
Yeah. The quality of life that they have, like, you can see why people do it. Do you know, it's much more bang for your buck, I think, over there.
So when I was the same age as you guys, it would have been during the crash and loads of my friends were emigrating. But it's kind of different this time because there's no shortage of jobs.
Yeah, look, but there's a shortage of housing, like, and then it's not only housing, it's the cost of living too. It's the two things combined. It's too expensive to live here, I think.
So is anything getting built at the moment? It's probably out of trajectory for a younger person looking to go. Probably a bit unfortunate now, people can't buy in the areas they grew up in now, probably pushed further drift, particularly in Dublin. It's absolutely, I suppose, the increased demand. What I said, anything getting built now, it's probably not for the more average person, it's probably to someone earning on the higher threshold or something like that, yeah. So
what's your current living situation?
Yeah, living at home as well.
And what age are you?
25. I mean, it'll be a couple of years before I can look at going. Right now, probably in a fortunate situation that I can live at home. And in terms of rented market at the minute, it is very difficult. So for the foreseeable, probably would see myself staying in the same circumstances.
Have you ever looked at renting?
Briefly, yeah. Probably through people you know. Probably off the cuff. Subletting and stuff like that, it is possible, yeah. But in terms of what I have now, probably better living arrangements than what you'll get for the money you'd pay out there on the market.
And I suppose when you look at like one bed apartments in Dublin, you're looking at €2,000 plus. Right. That's just out of the question for somebody your age.
100%, yeah. At the minute, probably don't see any future in it. Probably emigrating, looking elsewhere, yeah.
Anecdotal stuff on the streets of Dublin, but the numbers do tell the story, don't they? There's been a huge increase, Barry, in the number of people in their early 20s who have emigrated since COVID.
Yeah, Pat, they have. Since 2022, almost 66,000 young people under the age of 24 have left Ireland. Just over 26,000 young men have emigrated, while almost 40,000 young women have left. And that figure for young women is stark, because that's a 56% increase since the pandemic. So young women are now leaving at a higher rate than young men. Now, these figures came from the Department of Enterprise earlier this month, with the government admitting it could reflect the rising cost of accommodation within the country. The figures relate to 15 to 24-year-olds, Pat. So we can assume that not too many 15, 16 or 17-year-olds are emigrating. It's young adults in their early 20s who are emigrating. And the majority of these young women who we mentioned, Pat, are moving to the likes of Australia, Canada and the United States. So despite high employment rates here, youth emigration is now at its highest level since 2015. And I've been speaking to Lisa, who's originally from Sligo. She recently moved to New York and she says she left because of the housing crisis and the high cost of living.
I mean, at the moment, I live in New York. I was living in Dublin, but I was paying big rent and the cost of living in Dublin was so high for what I was getting. So it made more sense for me to move away and try to save some money for a year to come back and see. But at the moment, like, it doesn't look like we'll be buying houses, especially in Dublin, in the next couple of years.
So why did you choose to leave?
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
I suppose I was in Dublin for 5 years paying that extortionate rent, and like there wasn't much left to do in Dublin, like where I could go abroad and see different things for like the same price of rent or even a little bit cheaper. Like I'm in New York and I actually do pay a little bit cheaper over there than I do pay.
Rent's cheaper in New York than it was in Dublin.
I got lucky, but yeah.
Is it easier to save over there?
Yeah, I'd say like my wages are definitely a lot higher there than they were here.
Do you have any plans to return to Dublin?
I'll have to, yeah, when my visa's up in New York. But yeah, I would have to return, and like I did law in college, so I'll have to return to train up and become a solicitor. But it'll be tough definitely to move back.
And when you move back, do you have any hope in the near future of being able to buy, or what will your situation be?
I'd say it'll be a long time, and if I do buy, it probably will not be reasonable to consider buying in Dublin or the city. I'm originally from Sligo, so I'm probably moving back west and hope for something there. But I mean, Galway's gotten very expensive as well, like.
Do you think that's the position most young people are in now?
I suppose so.
And especially single young people?
Yeah, I think so. I think that is the position. I don't know anybody who's really in a position to be looking at affording a house in the next couple of years. And everyone's emigrating. Like, there's not many people even left.
Would you have many friends around your age group who've emigrated as
well
because of housing?
I'd say 60% of our friends are gone. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, everyone's gone or planning to leave.
So tens of thousands of young people emigrating, some because of that housing crisis, while tens of thousands more young people are actually living in the parental home. So do we know how many are currently living at home?
Well, Pat, the only figures we have to go off are from the Central Statistics Office, and these are based on the 2022 census. So almost 450,000 people in the 18 to 35 age bracket were still living at home with their parents in 2022. Well, almost 150,000 in the 26 to 35 age bracket are also still living at home with their parents. And I think it's fair to assume that these figures are higher now, Pat, because the trajectory has only been going one way in the last number of years. More and more young people have no choice but to live at home with their parents because of unaffordable rents. And staying at home for years and trying to save is the only option a lot of people have. And I was speaking to 25-year-old Theo McDonald, Pat. He's a freelance journalist who is still living at home with his parents in Dublin.
25 years of age. I don't see myself moving out of my parents' house anytime soon. I also have, you know, three brothers who are also, you know, in the same kind of predicament. And I feel like this is kind of abnormal, especially within a European context, because I know friends of mine who have, you know, moved to places like Brussels, for instance, where moving out is very doable, even with just a decent enough salary. Yet in Ireland, it's almost a Himalayan task. And I feel like a lot of people are profiting off of the misery of generation rent. You see a lot of investment funds and vulture funds kind of bragging about the high yielding Dublin rental market in particular. And I just feel like it's a slap in the face for young people like me who really want to excel and, you know, grow up in a society where we can grow up and progress as people, but we're stunted in doing that and forced to either, you know, live at home with our parents or face astronomical rents.
You're 25, living at home, like you say. What are your options?
I mean, as I said, yeah, it is either a choice of, you know, living with your parents, paying astronomical rents, or saving for years on end for a 10% deposit. And I'm considering moving myself just because of the situation. It's just gotten out of control.
Leaving Ireland, is it?
Yeah, I'm considering leaving Ireland, yeah.
And if you were to stay with your parents and say save for that 10% deposit, if you were to stay, like if you worked it out, how long would you have to stay at home?
I would say if I was in the current situation, it would be, I don't know, over 10 years or something. It would just be, a very long time.
It's pretty depressing. You're 25, you're looking at staying at home, living with your parents for another 10 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is fairly depressing, and I feel like it's, as I said, kind of stunting our growth and preventing us from really maturing. And, you know, I really do get on with my family. There's no issues there, but obviously it can have your toll on, you know, relationships or what have you if you're, you know, kind of living in the same sort of place for years on end.
And that's 25-year-old Theo McDonald still living at home with his parents in Dublin. Barry, what kind of a toll is this having on young people who are in their 20s and 30s and don't feel they're moving on?
I think, Pat, for decades in Ireland, moving out of the family home and gaining your own independence was a rite of passage here, but just isn't anymore. More and more young people are living at home, as we highlighted, and as we highlighted, that 16 or that 26 to 35 age bracket, 150,000 people in that age bracket are living with their parents. That's the age when you should be moving out and gaining your own independence, but it's just not possible for a lot of people. And I think for a lot of young people, they feel like they have only three choices now: live at home, pay extortionate rents, and that might only be paying over €1,000 to rent a room, €1,000 a month to rent a room, and you might be living with strangers, or the only other choice is to emigrate. So I think only having those three choices has created a sense of hopelessness for a lot of the younger generation. And I've been speaking to psychotherapist Maxine Walsh from our Dara Counselling in Talla, South Dublin, and she says, Pat, the housing crisis has also created a mental health crisis in Ireland.
I have a lot of clients coming to me kind of between the ages of, say 20 and 35, and, you know, they'd have great jobs. And, of course, we all tell our kids, you know, do well in school, go to college, and you'll have more options. And they just don't have any options when it comes to housing. So, I mean, they've several times clients have come in to me and said, on their, you know, I can either emigrate, I can either stay where I am, or I can try and find a house share somewhere near to where I work. And to be honest with you, I think even that last option is a last resort for a lot of people, because, I mean, what I'm hearing is they're going along to viewings for house shares and there's queues around the corner of people and they're just not even getting a look in. They're not even getting a response back.
And what impact does that have on young people's mental health?
I'd have a lot of people coming to me with, like, fairly serious anxiety and also depression. In my opinion, when I do a risk assessment and I ask people if they've had any suicidal ideation, I'm definitely hearing that more, that people have in their lowest moments, maybe because of the situation that they're living in at home, or, you know, then you have some people, of course, who aren't from Dublin and they're working in Dublin because most of the jobs are here, and they're really stuck because, you know, it's either move back to home, which could be, you know, 3 hours, 2.5 hours drive away and commute up, or try to find somewhere here, you know. So, I mean, you can just imagine how desperate then that people are feeling, you know.
So is it a lot of people are coming to you, they don't see, I suppose, any positives going into the future?
They don't see a future. You know, they're looking at the housing market, they're looking at the rental market, and they're just not seeing any light at the end of the tunnel. It's just this kind of resignation and hopelessness, you know.
And that's psychotherapist Maxine Walsh ending that first report on the housing crisis from our chief reporter, Barry White. Another report tomorrow. Barry, what are you talking about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Pat, we'll be looking at the second-hand home market. I've got data together on 1,800 houses in Dublin that have been sold this year. So we'll be looking at the asking price and what they were sold for. I think many people who have got mortgage approval and find themselves bidding on second-hand homes in Dublin will have noticed recently that so many homes are selling for 50 grand, 100 grand, maybe even more above their asking price. It really, really is the wild, wild west out there when you're bidding on houses at the minute. So I've been speaking to people who are trying to buy. I've been speaking to people who are selling at the minute. And I've also spoke to estate agents.
All right. Looking forward to that. Barry White, thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat.
Some of the texts coming in. What about all the empty houses where the owners are in nursing homes and unfortunately will not be coming home? I personally know 4 empty houses. It's a sad situation. Making living in Dublin less necessary would be helpful, but that would require better public transport, another thing that's missing in Ireland. But this one's interesting. We moved back from Italy 11 years ago. We have ordinary jobs. We worked our asses off and bought a house in 3 years. We had an au pair from Italy who came here with €100 in her pocket. She bought the house around the corner from us last year for €460,000. She works in accounts and her husband is a chef. Stop buying endless rubbish on Amazon, stop going away 6 times a year, and a house is achievable. Irish young people want it every which way. Now, coming up later on News Talk, our Monday expert is gastroenterologist Dr. Deirdre O'Donovan, who'll talk about celiac disease and lots more. Get your questions in by WhatsApp 087 1400 106. But next, from Cara Iveen to Chelsea, Master Gardener Billy Alexander looks ahead to the famous flower show.